I'm just incredibly over the moon that Em's finally brought you home. So, tell me, what do you study again? Ah, I see. I myself got halfway through a commerce degree before I dropped out for English Lit. I met Em's father there. Little did I know a few days later we'd be having her. I'm sorry if that makes you uncomfortable, hon. We're candid and sexually open in this house. Perhaps that's why our little Emma has made the decision to hide you for so long. A strapping young man like yourself, almost finished with his degree, well-groomed, tall, and masculine, seemingly also gifted. Honey, please, I'm complimenting your boyfriend, not flirting with him. Besides, I'm not that old. Is it really that inconceivable that I might actually find him attractive? Your father knows full well that I'm still entirely sexually active. I feel arousal just the way you do. I just act on it. Yes, Ems, unlike you, I don't kiss my man goodnight at the front door, then rush upstairs to masturbate because I don't want to give up anything yet. Em, where are you going? Baby, don't go upstairs. It's awkward for him. I'm sorry she's run off. Really, John, you're going as well? Okay, fine. Go check on her then. I'll just keep her boyfriend company. I'm sorry. Put it this way. We discuss sex the way we do the news in this house. The fact that there's a guest usually doesn't change that tone at all. Em's just been acting strange lately. We've always encouraged her from an appropriate age to explore her body and her sexuality. I'm sure you understand that. I imagine that you were pounding away at your dick from 11 or 12, am I right? Listen, you've got no place for restraint with me. I'm exactly what you're seeing. There's no trickery. Come through the lounge. I'll pour us another round. Here you go. Excuse me? No, it's my fourth glass, but darling, it's wine. I'm fine. And I don't work, so what have I got to get up for early tomorrow morning? You know I could ask you the same question. Won't the wine get to your head? Perhaps that's my plan after all, to pump you full of alcohol and then to pump you. Oh, does that make you feel embarrassed? That I might be sexually attracted to you? After all the dinners you bought my daughter, you should feel entitled to feel the inside of her, and I know for a fact she's not given you anything of substance. Are you still jerking off every night after you drop her off? You say no, but I've seen certain something which tells me differently. Remember last weekend? Yes, Saturday, yes. You dropped Em off. John went down and shook your hand? Yes, darling. I was upstairs. I could see you from the veranda. You've got a streak in you, a filthy streak. Also, I can totally tell you're the kind of guy who, on some sort of deep moral level, feels entirely conflicted. You want to leave my daughter because she has barely touched your cock. All the while, you've got the option of being balls deep in almost any woman of your choice, but you think you might end up with her. Yes. It's all incredibly complicated, isn't it? But, darling, sex needn't be. So, back to my story. Let me pull this up quickly to see if I can jog your memory. Hang on. Oh, here, look. See that guy in the picture, standing out at the far side of our lawn, staring across towards my daughter's room where she's getting changed from her night out. See how furiously his hand is moving? Oh, it goes until he finishes. He lets his ass fall back against the tree and bucks his hips before plowing load after load onto the grass below his cock. Did the cold air feel good against your balls, darling? I wish you had looked up and seen me. I was playing with myself. I could hear John downstairs, but if he had caught me, he would have just thought I'd gotten a rush of sexual inspiration and that my wet cunt needed attention. You seem tense, yet that bulge in your pants seems to suggest that's actually excitement. Well, here's the thing. I've watched your video for a week, wishing I was on my knees before you, having you spurt that seed down my throat instead of wasting it to fall on the grass. When you finished, I went downstairs and outside. I managed to slide my hand through the blades of grass and collected a lovely bit of your wad. I licked it, and I pressed it up into my cunt. I wanted to have you inside me. I want you inside me right now. So here's what happens. I'm going to walk outside to the tree in front of the house. It's dark, no one should be about. Then I'll lift my skirt and stand waiting for you to enter me. Tonight, instead of using your hand, you get to use my cunt to stroke your dick off. And of course you decline, but babe, it's not an offer, it's a threat. And if you don't, this video appears on Em's phone instantly. Besides, she's probably dead angry with you for not going upstairs to comfort her. God knows what John's doing to keep her company. She can be a hell of a spoiled brat sometimes. If you are not outside 10 seconds after me, your relationship with my daughter is over. You didn't need a second invitation, did you? Here, feel this. I'm a puddle. I'm always gushing. Let me taste it off your finger. You know, I used to be embarrassed about it, but I've started to realize it means a guy like you can slip his meaty cock right into me without much foreplay. Though Em's mentioned that you did have a bit of an oral fixation, you've expressly asked her to use more tongue when she kisses you. How's this, baby? Yeah. You like how soft and wet my lips feel? The texture of my tongue dancing around your warm, wet mouth. Oh, God, your cock's digging into my leg. Let me just release that for you. Oh, aren't you just as gifted as I thought you might be? And your head's leaking too. God, you've got such a fat mushroom tip. I can't wait to feel that pressing into my cervix. Okay, cutie, here. Back up against the tree and guide your dick into my cunt, into your makeshift girlfriend. Yeah. Hang on. Oh, that felt so good. Pull it out and do it again. Oh, fuck yes. Jesus, can you hear how wet my cunt is? I can feel my cunt folding open and closed around that tip. You're so swollen. When did you come last? Jesus, you poor baby. 3 days? Why? You haven't had a chance. God, that won't work. I suck 2 loads out of John's cock before we make it down for breakfast in the morning. He has to come twice before work, or he's weird and needy all day. So I keep his balls drained. Yeah, keep fucking me. Sometimes, I have to go around to work. His work? Yeah, to milk his cock clean in the parking lot. If his balls aren't emptied, he can't concentrate. Oh, fuck. So, I drive out in a short skirt and pull up next to him in the parking garage. He's always in the back seat with his raging cock and balls just hanging out of his pants, waiting for me to hop on. Then I climb on top and bounce on his meaty dick until he's clawing at my boobs and, groaning into my mouth, usually sucking on my lips because he's just as filthy as you are, completely obsessed with my sweet mouth. You want to kiss me? Oh, but baby, you can't reach my lips from there. Oh, if you come and promise to keep fucking me, I'll turn around and lean against the tree, and then you can fuck me while you stare into my pretty eyes and... that makes you want to come. You better fucking have stamina to keep going, you greedy boy. Oh, fuck. That's it. Milk your cum. Tug it clean with your mommy-to-be's cunt. Use my insides to stroke your balls empty and leave that cream pie in my cunt. I know you're going to love fucking my extra sloppy cunt with a cream pie inside of me. Oh, yeah, baby. Come. Come, baby. Fuck my pretty little pussy. I'm so, tight. Every stroke is opening me up. Use my filthy hole while my daughter's inside waiting for you. Fill me up still more. Fucking do it. Oh, God, that is so good. You've got such a hot dick. I can feel it slipping in and out of me. Oh, and your balls sound so wet. They must be coated and gushing in my pussy juice. The older I get, the wetter my pussy gets. Okay, baby. This next one has to be quick. My little girl needs you to console her, and you have to keep the relationship going so you'll have an excuse to come see me, right? After your dates, I'll wait around outside the house with my panties around my ankles, and you can come kiss me and fuck my mouth. You can grab my ass and spank me. I'll be sure to make you feel so good. Here, come, baby. Slide that cock into me and kiss me. How's that? Oh, that look on your face. You wish you could date me instead, hey? Don't tell me you're falling for me, baby. That won't do. I know you wish you could do this every day. Stare at my pretty face while you massage my walls and work my pretty pink slit. Stick your tongue in my mouth and kiss my lips. I can see my little M standing up now. She's in her room and John is gone. She's listening to music, I think. Oh, promise me you'll go hold her and, tell her how much you want to be with her. Okay, darling. While you, take care of her, your balls will be empty. It's not cheating. She's my daughter. We're practically family, you and I. I'm just keeping you happy. Making sure your cock is in good working order and keeping you from going to find any old skanky slut to unload in. Oh, I'll be your hole. I don't want you masturbating out here anymore. Fuck me harder, baby. I'm gonna come. My pretty pussy is aching. I'm a naughty girl, yeah. Fuck, punish me. Fuck me. Punish me with your big cock. Spank me. Yeah. Yes. Fuck yes. Here. Give me your tongue, grab my hips, and fuck me like you wish you could fuck my daughter. Do it. Yes, I'm gonna come on your cock. Oh god, your tongue tastes... it's so good. Give it to me, baby. Oh yes, I'm coming. Oh, oh, oh. You're close too, baby. Good. You're going to pull out and stare over at my daughter in her room like you've done on previous nights. Yes, I know. Don't think about it. Just think about how my hot cunt feels right now and how pretty my face is and how you're going to have me on my knees jerking you off. So come here. Now, let me stroke your cock. You were here the other night alone, jerking yourself off. Now it's me on my knees, stroking your shaft, tugging on your balls, getting you close. You like her flowing hair, her beautiful eyes? She's got gorgeous legs, so gorgeous, long and slender, and her pussy is just as pink as her mother's. You're going to fuck her one day, soon, babe. Maybe you'll dump your cum in her cunt and then come around to my room and fuck her mommy's sweet, pretty pussy with your cock still coated in her juices. You'll feel and compare the insides of both Robinson women. Is that what you want? I can feel your balls tightening. Just do it. Coat my face, my tongue. I'll suck the cum right out of your tip. She can't see you, but... you get to see her. You get to have your head on her mommy's tongue while your balls are in her mommy's hand, all while you stare at her sitting in her room. Her pretty face would look so good covered in your cum, wouldn't it? Yeah, that makes you want to cum. The thought of coming all over my daughter's face. I'll groom her for it. I'll keep you happy. Anything your heart desires. Come now. Come. Yeah, come, just enjoy the sensation of my warm, smooth hand coaxing the cum right out of your balls while you perv over my daughter. Stare at her pretty eyes. Come for your slutty mommy-in-law. Just like that. Yes, give it to me. Oh, God, you're getting it. Everywhere, you filthy fucker. Fuck you, pervert. Look how turned on you are. You got some on my dress. Jesus, how much cum is in there. You cum like a horse. I still have cum dripping down my thighs from earlier. Do I turn you on that much? I'm still swallowing. God. Okay, go take care of her, please. Put your cock away first. God, man, get it together. Well, obviously I should finish eating your cum. I can't go inside with your cum on my chin and cheeks. I'm still swallowing my son-in-law's load. Remember, let me know when your next date is, and your mom-in-law will be here to drain those balls for you after you drop off M's.